It's time for another Giants Insider right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and this guy to my right is Sterling Shepard. Sterling, welcome back. Second season. How much different is it for you walking in the building now than what it was for you walking in the building as a young rook last year?
Right. I think I didn't know what to expect coming in as a rookie. So a lot more comfortable now. Know everybody, know all the guys, know all the coaches, so a lot more comfortable.
When you have a chance to give the 2017 rookie class some advice of how to survive as an NFL rookie, what would you tell them?
Just be yourself. I mean, don't come in here trying to be somebody else. Just do what you got, do what you've done to get you here, and like I said, be yourself.
Now, you've had a few months to, I'm sure, look back and think about your rookie season, look at some tape. When you think about it and you evaluate it, what are some of the things that you think, you know what, I did that pretty darn well, and then what are some of the things you're saying, I need to improve in that area?
With me, I feel like after the catch, I need to switch the ball, put it in different arms. I mean, I'm sometimes on the left side, and I have the ball in my right hand, so I need to switch that around. I looked at that, and then just yak yardage, so those are the two main things.
Now, obviously, into your second year, the offense much more familiar. You're not thinking as much. Has it become second nature now, where everything has become instinctual for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's slowed down a lot for me. I feel like just because I know the signals now, I don't have to think about what I've got to do. Just kind of put my own twist to things now. So a lot more comfortable, like I said at the beginning.
Quite the array of weapons. You had Brandon Marshall, Evan Ingram, the first-round pick. Mm-hmm. And now you guys have four or five receivers that know how to play every position, outside, inside, slot, you name it. What type of versatility can that give this offense to confuse defenses and put you guys in a position to succeed?
Yeah, I mean, it could be dangerous. You know, like you said, we've got guys that are interchangeable, can go all around the field. And then got a lot of guys that have a knack for making big plays. So, you know, if we do everything that we're supposed to do off the field and on the field, then see no reason why we shouldn't be successful.